From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, Mark, and welcome into our program on this weekend, Life Change Weekend. I like that title to it. Dino Padrone Ministries presents Life Change Weekend. And what we do on these weekend editions is that we talk to people about their lives, their testimonies, books they've written. And we have a couple of people that are regulars on this Saturday program. And my good friend Rick Ramsey is certainly one of them. He's the international director of our ministry. He does many other things as well. Rick travels, preaches in Bible conferences, missions conferences, helps other local churches. He's a counselor to pastors, and we thank the Lord for his life and for his ministry. And today we want to talk about our work in Myanmar. And then next week, I hope you join us as well, as we'll talk about our college. And Rick has been one of our mentors, one of the first mentors ever of Padrone Ministry College. And we want to talk about that as well. So, Rick, welcome into the program. You're in Virginia, and I guess things are well there, aren't they?
We are enjoying the summer. It is the great equalizer, whereby it's hot here and it's hot in Florida.
I understand that completely. Well, give us an update on our ministry in Myanmar. Just a quick review. I went there a few years ago, spoke at their national convention. Next time you went and did the same thing, visited churches. And now we help support financially and with prayer and many other ways, these pastors. And it's quite a ministry over there. I read just yesterday, Rick, in a magazine article that things are getting worse over there. Is that how you see it? Give us an update of what's happening there in Myanmar.
Yeah, we were blessed and almost appointed. You know, there's some people call them God winks or divine appointments. And I felt that way with Myanmar, especially for me, but I think you even felt it that way. Our primary overseas ministry is there, though we have connections with other places and do things in other places. Yes, in 2020, I went there and visited all these pastors, and my heart was broken for them and the needs that they had. And I visited with Pastor Munn there, and he has such a burden for his people. And then I visited with the children of the orphanage, and there's just so many things. And then the seminary that he has established, which has had as many as 40 students in it. It's not by American standards, but they teach them. But then, of course, in 2021, the coup happened in February. Their financial situation has been bad for a long time. But the war that has taken place since then has just been very difficult.
Yeah, it's interesting. As you mentioned, you were there in 2020. I was there a year or two before that. But it's interesting to me, Rick, how this ministry has been very endearing to our hearts. I remember you going over there, calling me with an emergency. The funds that you took over with you somewhere had disappeared, stolen or whatever. And I remember my heart sunk when I heard that for you and your dear wife. Yeah, out of that really came a miracle. You ended up with more money than when you went with, and how God provided for that. It was like his stamp of approval. And I think you and I both feel a real kinship, a camaraderie with those dear people over there. They're truly precious people for which we thank the Lord for. Now, you mentioned a little bit about the Civil War. And that is a tragedy. Give us more of an update on the Civil War.
Well, I wish I could say it had ended. There has been ebbs and flows. There's been times when it was only in certain areas that were having difficulty. And our ministry is in and around the city of Kalamaya, and they have been protected in many ways, though it affects the whole country because they, you know, they cut the electricity out on them at times, and the internet is cut out at times, and so it affected everybody. But it's been an awful experience. I was just reading today about a wedding that had been established and planned, and these were just ordinary people. And the bride and groom were outside, away from the location where the wedding took place, having pictures taken like we do at weddings. They started bombing their own people, and 29 people were killed. This was on June 3rd. 29 native people from Myanmar were killed. The bride and the groom and some others who were out there for the pictures, sort of the bridal party, they were safe, but 29 people inside that building, a bomb was dropped on them. And they accused them being a part of the opposition and enemy to the country and to the government, and probably not true. And therein lies the problem with civil war. It's just a horrendous thing. We had some of our churches that we supported have been affected, and it's just been a very difficult experience for them all, with a lot of ebbs and flows as well.
Yeah, that's just touches our heart when we hear stuff like that, Rick. I mean, it's really amazing that politics, even religion, get in the way and these kind of things begin to happen. But as you well know, and I know, it's the work of Satan trying to stop God's work in one way or the other. And you're talking about us supporting these pastors in Miramar. I have a couple of letters here in my hand. One of them comes from Virginia. Rick, you'll be interested in this. This person writes and says, "We appreciate the ministry of Rick Ramsey, and we appreciate them writing in and telling us that." Then also from Florida, some people just sent in a new gift. It says, "Please use this money to help with the pastors in Myanmar." Tell the people what we're doing there with support, if you would, right now.
Well, you know, I mentioned a little bit ago that I met with Pastor Munn. I was there 3 weeks, and on the last couple of days, we met and went into some details about what the needs were there. And we kind of settled on trying to raise $1,000 a month for the pastors. And then anything extra, you know, we could help the orphanage, we could help the school that they've got there, but primarily to support the pastors there. And so when I got home, we set out to do that. God has allowed us miraculously by the help of a lot of good people here in America, some churches, but mostly individuals, sending $50, $100, $200, now and then $1,000. And we've been able to support them now for these, well, now it's almost 4 years, these pastors in Myanmar. There are months, we send it every 3 months, and there are occasions when we are a little bit short, but we've still been very close to that $3,000 a month mark, and I'm thankful for it.
Yeah, and if you'd like to send a love gift in for this ministry, and we have just received several gifts that have come in off our radio ministry for this and other things that we're doing. But the ministry place to send it to is 433 Plaza Real Suite. That's 433 Plaza Real Suite, 275 Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. That's 433 Plaza Real Suite, 275 Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. Also, if you want to contact Pastor Rick Ramsey, you can get hold of him at rickramsey1@gmail.com. That's rickramsey1@gmail.com. Rick, when we think about this idea of supporting these pastors over there, tell us, what does a salary look like for one of these pastors? What kind of money are we talking about? Not specifically the number, maybe, but, you know, what is it that they receive? Because it's so insignificant compared to what we in America receive.
Yeah, it really is. They will try to supplement their income in, you know, some of them are farmer preachers, and some of them will work in other ways somewhat, but $500 a month would probably be an average income comparatively. They don't use the dollar there, but comparatively in that range. And so when we are able to send them the equivalent of $100. It is such a blessing to them and meet so many needs. And I know you'll remember this. Maybe some of our listeners will too, but it moved me so much to hear one of the pastors tell me one time that because you gave the gifts, I was able to buy milk for my children, which normally they would not be able to buy because there was just not enough funds to do that. Now, some of them are out in rural areas, and they may have a cow. They may be able to get some milk. And then Brother Munn just told me today that their rice paddy, they have not been able to cultivate it and work it and receive the rice from it because of the warfare this year anyway. Now, they have got it in years past. So the economy there is just awful. It's getting worse. There's more people in poverty now due to the war, and people are always moving. So many people are in trouble and great need. So many parents are killed, so the orphanage is needed greatly. And so it's a great need, and I'm so thankful we can help.
Yeah, and it's a blessing when people give and through our ministry provide this for them. It means so much to people. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Padron chatting with you with Rick Ramsey. I sometimes call him a guest, but he really isn't a guest. He's a part of our ministry and part of the Saturday broadcast often. And we thank the Lord for many of you who have been in contact with us over the last number of weeks. This past week, we had a beautiful letter come in from Florida where it says, thank you for providing copies of The Path. Our Sunday school class is using it. That's a book that I wrote on the subject of the Book of Ruth. And it has questions and answers in it and various ways that we can discuss it as a group. Here's a very beautiful check that came in. It says, please use the enclosed gift for scholarship for the pastors in Africa, the pastors that we support there. And this comes to us from Africa. The book, The Beginning, has been used by a college class I teach, and our students appreciate the verse-by-verse presentation. We're always glad to receive letters like this from various people. It is so meaningful and so purposeful for us, and we thank the Lord for it. We are so glad that we're on a number of different radio stations. We have now added television to it as well, as we're on Worldwide Mission Television out of Tampa, Florida. And we other have some other programs that we are now adding as well. We have added in Mission Go International Radio, which is aired 4 times a day, 3 days a week. And of course, we are so glad for our friends in Chattanooga, Tennessee with WDYN. And of course, all of those of you that are involved with the Montrose Broadcasting Network in Montrose, Pennsylvania, Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania, Binghamton, New York, Elmira, New York, Endicott, New York, Danville, Pennsylvania, Horseheads, New York, and also Williamsport, Pennsylvania. So we're thankful for all of them. And of course, our dear friends that listen to our program in East Africa, what a joy and blessing it is to be on there with them. Now, speaking of letters, Rick, I know you receive a number of letters. I want you to share at least one letter with us today of someone that has contacted us from there in that work in Myanmar.
Yes, I'd be glad to. Quarterly, we send our funds quarterly. It enables us a little bit more time, and we've had some difficulties sometimes with the transfer of funds there. Right now, we're able to use Western Union, but we... at times, we've had to really trust some people out of the country to carry the funds in for us, but we're thankful we're able to get them to them now. But then every quarter, the pastors write a letter to me, and many of them are very similar. Pastor Munn will translate them into English. And here's one for a fellow with an interesting name. And it translates into English, Pastor Lion Lion, L-Y-I-N, L-Y-I-N. And in America, that would not be a good name. But in Myanmar, I'm sure it is fine. And he says, I thank you so much. Thank God for giving me good health and enabling me to serve him here in Myanmar. And he is in the Mathana Township in Myanmar. He says he always answers our prayer and blesses us to continue our ministry and hold us in his strong hands in these difficult times. Thank you so much for your support I can run the church planning ministry that I have today. He said here, this is a little bit ago, but he says in February, I conducted 3 times seminars basis on salvation in my village. I went to the old age home, and he said, where I share the gospel with them, and I'll take gifts to everyone, men and women. And then he said, I visit house to house and share the gospel. And then he said, in March, one young girl accepted Jesus as her Savior. She is from a Buddhist background. Mm-hmm. She was baptized. And then there are many, many questions that people want answered because of the political situation and the difficulties they're facing. And, of course, doctrinal issues when you were a Buddhist and become a Christian. And so Brother Lyon is serving the Lord, and I have 3 or 4 more here just like them. And they're wonderful people sharing the gospel. We get reports of people getting baptized regularly despite the turmoil that they're dealing with.
Yeah, in America, I guess we don't really comprehend. I mean, we have some issues here in America. There's some tough times coming our way. And there are some challenges we have, but going through what they're going through is very unique unto itself. You know, here's another note I want to mention to you, Rick, and to our listeners. You know, we talk about pastors in Myanmar and that there are men of God there that are pastoring these wonderful churches. But the question also is that they have pastors. Where are the pastors in America? Here's a note that says somebody wrote to us and said, our church is looking for a pastor. Will you pray for us? And Rick, this is all the way from Arizona. And so I think it would be good if we stopped our program right now today. And Rick, if you lead us in prayer, let's pray that God will raise up a generation of pastors. It's one of the great needs that we have today. Would you lead us in prayer for that?
Yes, I'd be glad to. Our Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. And Lord, Pastor Dino and myself served in the pastorate for so many years, 50 plus. And you've allowed us to serve you, and what a privilege it was. And Father, we are in a place now in America where we need men to be called to go and serve these churches that are in need. Father, I pray that you would move upon their hearts, that they would be more concerned with serving you than supplying their personal needs, and that they'd have the opportunity, like many of us did, to see you miraculously take care of them as they took care of your business. And so, Father, I pray that you would just move on the hearts, maybe even someone who's driving down the road today and listening to this program or heard it. Maybe they just tuned in. And, Lord, that you've been dealing with them. Help them to realize this is the moment for them and their call to serve you in a pastoral ministry. And then we'll help train them. We'll help get them located in church ministry. But, Father, I pray that you would call and send forth laborers. You commanded us to do just that. And we pray you would send laborers to pastor these churches here in America. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Rick. There are many needs that we should be aware of. And this certainly reminds us of the wonderful privileges that we have of praying one for another. The scripture says, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And there's something special about praying, just like we did spontaneously just now. I want you to know we have a prayer team led by my dear friend, Jerome Redding. And we're looking for others who would like to join our prayer team. If you want to join our prayer team, simply contact me at dinapadron@gmail.com. And we'll put you on that prayer team to pray as Jerome leads us in this prayer time. So it's dinapadrone@gmail.com. Rick, we have about 3 minutes, maybe 3:20 left in this program. Give us a missional thought today in closing, if you would.
I'd be glad to. You know, I was meditating and reading on 1 and 2 Peter, Simon Peter, the writer of the book. We know his story. We know how God called him through his brother Andrew. And as I was reading this, I noticed again that both in 1 Peter and in 2 Peter, he mentioned Noah. And when we think about Noah, in 1 Peter, for example, 1 Peter 3:10, it says, speaking of the flood, he said, which sometimes were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was a-preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved. And I thought about that passage, and I thought about the life of Noah. In 2 Peter, he's called a preacher of righteousness. I thought about the patience of God. He's long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish. And, you know, when Noah prepared that ark, God patiently gave him 100, 120 years, and he preached and he prepared, and he prepared and he preached. And the doors of the ark were open, and the people could come in if they desired. But there come the moment in time when they could not come in any longer. And the Bible tells us that God shut the door. And those eight people were in the ark with the animals. Now, I've been to the ark in Kentucky, the one that is used here in America as a challenge and a picture of us to what that is. There are several of them around the world. That ark would have held a lot more people. God loves people. And so when we think about missions and we think about this subject, we're thinking about the eternal destiny of people. I don't know about you. I'm sure you feel this way, that when we get to glory, we're going to meet people who, through our ministry, maybe the few dollars we were able to give, or maybe reaching out and going to serve, that we'll meet in heaven, that we'll never meet here, that we're saved, we're a part of the family of God, because of our ministry. Noah was a preacher of righteousness for 100 years, and we probably don't have 100 years, but may we do what we can while we can to reach people with the gospel.
Yeah, thank you so much, Rick, for that wonderful challenge. And do pray for our pastors in Myanmar. Pray for our ministry as we're doing what we can do to help touch people's lives and hearts. I want to remind you as well, if you'd like to send a gift for the pastors in Myanmar, please do so. We appreciate you sending, and you can send it to us at the following address, 433 Plaza Real Suite. That's Plaza, P-L-A-Z-A, Real, R-E-A-L, Suite, S-U-I-T-E, 433 Plaza Real Suite, 275 Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. I'll give that address again in just a moment here, but I just do want to remind you and deeply encourage you to give, because this is what is really needed to help these pastors to be able to fulfill what God has called them to do, and what a great spiritual need it is there as we try to reach out and help them. So here's that address again, 433 Plaza Real Suite. That's P-L-A-Z-A, Real, R-E-A-L, Suite, 275 Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. And please contact us if you'd like to get hold of Rick Ramsey. You can go to Rick Ramsey, R-I-C-K-R-A-M-S-E-Y, 1@gmail.com to invite him to speak at one of your conferences, your mission conference, other wonderful ministries that he does. Just be in contact with him. Thank you for listening again. We talked to you about one area of our ministry today. We'll continue with Rick next week as we talk a little bit more about one of the ministries that God has raised up, the Padron Ministry College. This college is touching a lot of hearts, a lot of lives, for which we are very, very thankful unto God. So stay tuned next week for a very important time as we chat about Padron Ministry College. And perhaps you want to be a student there. Maybe your thought about being a professor in a school like this, whatever the case, it's there to seek life change. And that's what life is really all about.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of Indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.